Hi, good evening. This is the Steve Barish Healing Hour, and this is Steve Barish. I've had a lot of fun this week. Fred and I have been talking a lot about Dr. Fred Bell. We've been talking about the device that I bought from him. It's called a flamethrower, and it's quite interesting. The flamethrower takes away all negativity in the body. I usually get about 98% of it gone, but this is actually what it's doing. I'm aiming the flamethrower at the left foot, and actually it's actually going through the whole body, coming out the right foot. But the interesting part about it is that it has an aura. And all this is metal, but of course it was given to Dr. Fred from the Palladians. They're the ones who designed it and invented it, I presume, and Fred put it together, and he's doing quite a job. The flamethrower is about, it looks like a propeller, but with four wings on it. It's got some gorgeous crystals in it, and the crystals really shine when I'm working with it. It does have a purification chamber. It has two of the nuclear receptor gold-plated devices on it that hold two crystals, one facing north and one facing south, I presume, that they face north and south. But the interesting part about it is when I'm using that, my clients actually can feel the energy. I've been working with most of my clients for 15 years, and we've been doing a lot of good work together for that 15 years, and they're able and capable of being able to feel the energy that's going through the flamethrower, through their body. I'm not really using that on my new clients yet. What I'm doing is getting them balanced before I put that device on, so we can even get more out. But the interesting part of it is that there's a tremendous amount of white light, and light that like I've never seen before come out of the top of the chakra. And also, it's very interesting that it's pure white light. It has a blue little flame to it, almost. If you would look at a gas stove and you would see the white light with the flame, it's very, very interesting. It has a little blue tint to it. But basically, when you stand and look at it, if I remote view it, it's very white and blue, and it's really great. What I do is also I'm looking at the chakras above the body, and they're turning more blue than white. So there's more oxygen going into the body because the oxygen is actually a blue color. I know it's hard to believe, but I can actually see the oxygen going into the body, and that oxygen is white light and blue. So they are going into the chakras. It's very, very interesting how to look at that. And I've been seeing that for about 10, 12 years now. And it really shines even more with the flamethrower. But, it's quite interesting to use. And, I believe along with the projectors, now this is my own, variation on it, that you become the projector. Fred's projectors are very powerful, and I've got three in my room and one on my desk. As a matter of fact, I talked to I was on the phone with Wesley Snipes this week, and we were readjusting his nuclear receptor. We were doing his devices at home, and they seem to be working quite well. We upped the grade of the projectors probably about 50%. We moved them a little bit and turned them up, and we found out that the energy was really a lot in Wesley's home. A really, really great guy. We spent about an hour on the phone this week, and very interesting young man. But and getting back to the flamethrower has a remarkable amount of light. I've never seen anything like it before in my life. As a matter of fact, I've moved out of my house and moved into another place, but the flamethrower is here. I've already made a vortex that's basically 5 miles high and 6 miles wide at my office already that I'm going to be working out of. So that's being done as we speak, and the light is becoming stronger there. The interesting thing with the flamethrower is that it has tremendous, tremendous energy. As I say, my clients have been able to feel that energy, and I think what I'm going to do with the projectors, what we were working with Wesley with the projectors, is that the projectors themselves, you become the projector and the projector becomes you. It's quite an interesting device. I don't know exactly everything that it does, but I know that I see a lot of light with it. And each pyramid has light, and in the center of the projector itself, it has a ball of light. And in the center of the room, there was a ball of light, or there is a ball of light that's about maybe about a foot big, sometimes 2 feet big. It's all according to the amount of energy that's produced by the projectors. And it's really a lot of fun to use. But basically, I use my own energy to be able to see and to be able to do things that I need to do. The energy that I've received from heaven, I give that freely. And I, you know, if you guys want to give me a call this evening, I'm more than happy to work with you and try to help you the best that I possibly can and to heal anybody that needs some help. So please don't hesitate to call us, call me, and I'm more than happy to help you out as much as I possibly can. Let me give you those numbers. It's 1-877-876-5227 and 1-888-815-9756. And 1-530-876-9146. I'm going to be going out to California, Sedona, and New Mexico the weekend on the 29th of September in that area. And anybody in that area, if you'd like to come out, I'm going to be at Dr. Bell's house for a few hours. Anyhow, I'm going to find a place to be able to do a lot of work with people. I've already got some people lined up out there, and we're going to be doing some fantastic energy work. The pillar of light that I've been able to bring down from heaven seems to be really working. I'm getting a lot of phone calls from people that are feeling that energy. And what I'm doing is bringing that energy down from heaven through about maybe a foot in front of everybody or whoever accepts that energy. It's going down to the center of the earth. And when people tie into that energy, and there's a lot of people out there that have been doing this, what they're doing is taking that energy from heaven. We're going down to the center of the earth and touching the light at the center of the earth and bringing that light and mix it between heaven and earth right on top of the earth. And we're sending a lot of force here, tremendous energy around the planet. We're dealing probably with about 14 million people now. And we're really, really sending a lot of energy around and raising the consciousness and the vibration of the planet. So it's just a gift from heaven. I'm trying to do the best I can. So if you tune into it and you can help the earth and help yourself all at the same time, the amazing part about this kind of energy is that when you connect to that kind of light, which is extremely strong, you can walk past somebody's aura and change their life forever without them even knowing it. We don't need to work hard with this kind of energy. The energy that's coming down and going through to the center of the earth and coming back up is, I don't know what kind of light it is other than it's extremely powerful, and it seems to be helping an awful lot of people. And I'm finding that people are becoming grounded twice as fast, and their minds are clearing and they feel a lot better by the time they hang up. So there's a lot that's happening on my end, and there's a lot that's happening on Dr. Bell's end. And I know that I talk about Fred a lot. He's one of my best friends, and we do a lot of good stuff together. I'm on the phone with him almost every day telling him new things that are happening with the flamethrower. And the projector is, they're doing some amazing things. The light is very strong, even stronger than it was before. I don't know if that's coming from Planet X. I don't know if it's just coming from the light that we're producing from heaven. So whatever it is, it's really, really getting stronger. And I know I haven't talked to Dr. Valerie, but I imagine she's having a lot of good stuff going on, too. She's a fantastic lady, and she's using a lot of projectors. And she has shows that's going around the country now. And if you want to tune in to her, she can tell you where she's going. I believe she's on Tuesday nights, Eastern Standard Time. I think it's at 9 in the evening or 10 in the evening. And Dr. Fred is on Friday evening around my time, Eastern Standard Time, would be 9 o'clock. And so last night he had a very interesting gentleman on. But let's get back to what we're doing in terms of energy. The amount of energy that's coming into the planet now is very pure. We need to allow ourselves to be free, to be able to sing the songs that we need in our heart, allow ourselves to open up and to be touched by all the love that you can possibly muster up, and just let yourself be. Let go. Let God come through to you and let things clear. I've been able to help people with the breath of God just by saying, I breathe in the breath of God. I think what we need to do is cut as much stuff out, traditional stuff, as we possibly can, and get to the quick and gritty with getting to the energy of God. And the closest and most powerful way that I've come across is the breath of God, and it really clears instantaneously. So what I do is that I tell people to breathe through their mouths, whether they're on the table to getting a massage or whether it's across the world. What we do basically is to take that energy and just breathe it in and take it, let it go to the area that needs the healing. Don't you direct it. Just let that energy from God just direct itself, because what happens is that we're not in charge. God's in charge. Allow him to produce that energy that you need to clear whatever you need to clear. And that's what we're all about, is letting go and letting God filter through and just allow him to do whatever he needs to do to clear you. The energy seems to be pretty profound, and there's a lot going on here in Rochester, New York. I won't give out the last name, but we have a young lady in town here called Mary, and from what I understand, she had a few hundred people, and she's doing a tremendous amount of energy work in Rochester, and I think it's absolutely wonderful that that's being done, and I think it's being done all over the country, and I think it's wonderful to be able to be in tune and to be able to help people no matter who they are. And that's what it's all about. And remember, when you start breathing in the breath of God, you're dealing with the King. You're dealing with the Holy One, blessed be his name. Treat him that way. He is holy. He is God. He is everything that we're about. He's our Father. So, you know, just deal with it as the best way you can. When you ask for things, start out with please. When you're asking for prayer, or you're talking about prayer and you're doing things that are very important for you, always ask, please, can you help me? Please, can I have? Whatever you pray for, ask for please. We seem to forget that, and it's something that's very, very important, because we are dealing with the Holy One, blessed be his name. So the most important thing that we need to do now is to learn how to deal with this kind of energy. And the energy that's coming in, as I say, is very pure, very white light. And it's something that can be used You can use it in a traditional sense, it's fine. But the fastest way to use it that I know of is the most direct way. And the direct way for me is just the breath. And using his name, and breathing it in with a lot of intent. In other words, allow yourself to breathe in this energy. Allow yourself to be grounded. Allow yourself for your mind to clear. It's so important to be free and to be understanding of what you're doing, and knowing where you're coming from and where you're going to is very important. And what I mean by that, when you get up in the morning, you know that you're either going to work, you know what you're going to do when you get home. Sometimes it changes, but we're all in the direction of morning till evening. And it's very important to make sure that when we're on our path, stay on your path. Don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. Just go right down the path. The Bible talks about the path. Don't turn to the right and to the left. Just stay right centered in your path. And that will keep you very, very balanced, and keep your minds open. Allow yourself to breathe through. Allow yourself to feel the love that comes from heaven. I know when I was in California, the first time we were bringing down those pillars of light, there was so much love in the room. I mean, you could actually feel the tremendous light and the tremendous love that came with it. And people were just, it was so amazing to see people almost floating off their bodies. In other words, just allowing themselves just to raise their conscious levels up and just to take that energy and float with it and just allow it to really work. I know we talked about this before, but the people's faces and their hands, their ears, they were becoming burnt, actually red, from the light that was in the room. So if you can deal with that, if you trust yourself, allow yourself to be, allow yourself to understand who you are, and just do it. Just be in touch with all that love. Be in touch with everything that you're made of. I think it's very, very important to realize that we're so close to God. He's around us all the time, and it's just so wonderful to be able to use that energy and just open up to the universe and open up to the consciousness of everything around you. And remember, there is as much knowledge in the black as there is the light. I don't know where people get the idea that black is a horrible thing, but it's not. The dark energy is beautiful. It's as beautiful as the light energy, as long as you're talking about the universal love that there is, and it's all love. We need to learn from the dark side as well as the light side. The way to enlightenment is to breathe in and to take in that light on both dark and light, because that's who we are. Eventually, we will come into pure white light, but in the adventure of going out into the cosmos, into the universe, you will see darkness. But the thing of it is that there's as much love in the dark as in the light. I remember when I was in therapy years ago, and my teacher would tell me, you know, you got to check out your dark side as well as the light side. And this was years ago. I lost my mom and dad and my favorite aunt all within 3 years, and I ended up going to therapy over that. And one of the things that I learned is that we need to accept both lights, both darkness and the light, because that's who we are. That's our reality. And what we can do after we get in touch with that darkness is that you find out that there's a tremendous amount of love and knowledge in the darkness, as much as there is love and knowledge in the white. And it's very important to accept that. Again, the way to enlightenment is you need to travel in both directions, the light and the dark, and eventually the light will take over. But in the beginning, when you're going into the universe, when you accept the universe and accept the cosmic realities that are out there, you're going to see dark and light, and that's how that begins, and we need to travel in that kind of energy. It's really, really important. I use the word important a lot because I can't stress it enough, that to heal somebody, to heal ourselves, we need to be able to get in touch with that darkness. And that darkness will fulfill the lightness in our body. So there's a tremendous, tremendous amount of knowledge, as I say, in both the dark and the light energy. And accept it. Accept it with love and gratitude, because that's who we are. The blood thinks. Bone thinks. Everything that we have thinks. And it's very, very important to realize that our bodies are as holy as anything on this planet, if not more. And we need to accept the holiness in everything on this planet, the trees, the flowers, the animals, everything that breathes life and everything that does breathe life. And just accept it, please, accept it with love and harmony, and understand that we are in total harmony with this planet. We have to be. We have to understand that there's love no matter what we do, no matter what we say. There's tremendous love always around us, and it's really, really good to do that kind of work. It's so wonderful to be able to help people along the way. It's really great. What else we need to discuss? Let's discuss about what we can do to help other people and what we can do to help ourselves. We need to love ourselves more, and the way that we can do that is it's so simple, because we need to allow ourselves the idea that love is love, and love can be used with total love, and we need to accept that because that's around us all the time. So what we need to do is just open up our hands and go further inside of ourselves. If you go 2 inches below your belly button, we have what is known as a Dantian, or the smile within us, and we need to bathe in that. The way to God is right there. That's the fifth brain, believe it or not. And it's very, very important to get in touch with that. And the deeper you get in touch with that, the more you're going to see the light within your body. So to travel through the darkness, we need to get through the darkness to get to the light. As I say, we need to accept both. So in a meditation, or if you have the ability to just travel in your body through love and light without meditation, there are some people that can do that. Just get in touch with that energy and bathe in it. Bathe in your heart energy. It's so easy to make contact with your chakras. We've done it several times on this program, where if you're having a problem with the chakra, and it's usually us that are having the problem, the chakras are very constant. But what we need to do is to bathe in the chakras. You don't need to take energy from one chakra and put it into another chakra. The chakras are balanced. They are balanced. It's us that are unbalanced. If we go into the chakra, you will see pure white light in the chakra. But you need to go further in it. If you're seeing darkness where the chakra should be, it's because of the emotions that are concurrent with the chakra, and it's blocking. So what we need to do is get past that, get in touch with the chakra, and instantaneously that area will be cleared. But what we need to do is to go through the chakra and get in touch with the light in the chakra. Now, I've talked about this before on the program, that I was able to get in touch with my heart chakra, go through the heart chakra and come out the other end. And what I saw was the total universe through the end of the other side of the chakra. And we need to allow ourselves to be free, to allow to explore that. And I was out for 8 years, and I did cut my umbilical cord, I believe they call that the golden thread. And once you cut that, you can actually travel even further. You'll always come back to your point. You don't have to worry about not coming back. If you do a meditation and you go further out than you've ever been before, you'll come right back. There's no way that you're not going to come back. Everybody comes back. As far as I've ever done meditation, and I've done a lot of it, is that you'll always come back. So it's really, really important to realize that by cutting that cord, you can actually travel further, faster, bigger, lighter, but you have to be willing to do that. If you do that kind of work, help somebody that's not doing that, because that'll open them up to the universe, and that's so important. There's so many ways to make contact with the universe, and that's one good way. You will become the universe, even more. The universe is inside of us anyhow, but to make contact with that, if you want to get through the heart and go to the other side of it, you will be in contact with total universe. If you want to go into a chakra, you'll be in total contact with the universe. Anything you do that is enlightening for your soul, enlightening for yourself, you'll be able to be in tune with that. And I think it's very important that you do that, and to be able to help yourself with the idea that you can do that. You can make a difference. You can help a lot of people. You can help yourself. You can help your parents, your friends, whatever the case may be. And people will notice that you are a lot more alive. When you take that kind of energy in, you're taking the responsibility of accepting the universe even more inside of you. And that's wonderful, because what that is total love. The cosmics are just absolutely beautiful. The idea of the projector is that it's holographic because the universe is holographic. So to grow with that, to be able to share with that, and to be able to love it is just, it's really amazing. I get goosebumps when I talk about it. But you can do that. It's not difficult to do at all. But trust yourselves. Trust that you can do that. It's all a matter of trust. It's all a matter of faith, whether you believe in Jesus or Muhammad, or you believe in whatever the case may be. If you believe in God, if you believe in Moses, or you believe in whatever the case may be, always use your perfect intent and allow yourself to breathe through it, because what you're going to do is open up to new areas of energies that you've never even thought possible before. And that's the way to go. That's the area you need to travel in, is the area of where the love is the most. And we can open up to that kind of energy. I've taken people that have been depressed and not feeling well, and we've taken them to the center of the universe within our own bodies. And it's amazing that when you get in touch with that light, how clear the body becomes, how profound the mind becomes, and you feel so much better. You have this total amount of light that you can deal with, and that light is pure love, and it's amazing how that can really, really help. So if anybody is out there that needs some help, I know this is a wonderful weekend for a holiday, and I'm here to help. I am really, really here to help. If anybody needs some help, please don't hesitate to call us. Again, the numbers are 1-877-876-5227 and 1-888-815-9756. And direct line right into the station is 1-530-876-9146. I'm more than happy to help you. That's what I'm here about. That's what a lot of us are here about, to help each other and to get ourselves more in alignment with the cosmic areas and the total universe. And we are the universe, but the idea of it is to open up to it and allow that to be able to, once you have that connection, it doesn't break. You're actually there. You're actually doing the connections that God wants you to do, to be in space, to be able to be in the space of your own quality, into your own life. And believe me when I tell you that you can help people more and more by getting in touch with the universe. It doesn't take much. All you need to do is have the faith to be able to go inside yourself, to be able to open up to all the love and the profoundness that we have. And I think it's really amazing that we have the ability to do this. I know I can remote view different places, and it's been really a lot of fun for me. You can actually, once you make that connection, you can make a connection to Jupiter or Mars or Saturn, and you can do it in a millisecond and actually see the planets, actually do whatever you want to do out there, and it's so much fun. It's actually beautiful to see, to be able to see Jupiter and all the little planets around Jupiter. It's beautiful. I mean, it's just absolutely gorgeous. It's a gorgeous planet. And the ring around it is just absolutely gorgeous. So you can do anything you want to do. Just allow yourself to be free. I can't express that enough. Freedom. Freedom to express your own expression. And don't be afraid. Don't worry about what people think. Don't worry about what people say to you. It's you that counts. It's you that has the heart to believe in yourself. The biggest gift that Jesus taught everybody on this planet, or Moses, is that just open up. Allow yourself to be free. Get in touch with the Most High, and you'll never, ever be wrong. You'll never be led wrong at all. And the energy that comes from that is just absolutely beautiful. And if you have the ability to hear, if you have the ability to hear that little voice inside of yourself, stay with it. Work with it. Get it to be louder for yourself. That's God. That's who you are. That's who we are, is to keep in touch with that voice. I've been listening to it for 15 years, actually 30 years, actually. And it hasn't led me wrong once. It's just wonderful to be able to use that kind of energy. And be truthful with yourself. Try to understand that we are here for a purpose. We are here to help each other and to grow and have one heck of a good time on this planet. Right now we need to work on it to make it better, because we need to be in touch with what we need to do for ourselves, which is total love, compassion, harmony, and to be able to help ourselves. Once we help ourselves and you open up to the different areas of the universe, there's nothing you can't do. You can have anything you want as long as you are truthful within yourself and allow yourself to speak your own truth. It's just absolutely wonderful the amount of energy that we have, that we can use, that we can actually get in touch with all that power. You can do anything. And the most important thing is, the more you open up to this kind of energy, the purer you become, the holier you become, the more understanding you have. You have the wisdom of the ages. You have the knowledge that God had, and he still has, and Moses had, Jesus has. You have that knowledge. Not to the extent that they had, maybe even more. If you believe in yourself, it's what you believe in. I remember reading a part of the New Testament where Jesus said that anything that he does, you can do better. And I truly believe that. I truly believe that once we get in touch with this energy of the universe, which is total love, by the way, that you can do anything that you want to do. So don't hold back. Allow yourself to take in this wonderful, wonderful light. Allow yourself to express yourself. If you want something, go for it. Don't stop. Just go for it. I know Dr. Fred's helping me out a lot with a lot of different things, and he's a great guy, and he takes his time with me. Why, I don't know, but we're just a couple of really happy guys, I guess. And he's been really, really there for me, and I've been really there for him. And his equipment is just absolutely beautiful. The flamethrower itself, the amount of energy that this thing puts out is absolutely amazing. It works along with the projectors. When I received the flamethrower, as soon as I opened it, I asked for Dr. Fred to call me, and he called me instantaneously. He called me within a millisecond when I asked. He wanted to know if I received it, and I said yes, and we talked about it for about 15 or 20 minutes. and he gave me an idea what to do with it. And I've been growing with it ever since. And it was given to him by the Palladians. And he has a lot of great devices. I'm saving my money for a couple more that I think will really, really help my clients along and help myself. But this flamethrower, I'm finding out new things about it all the time. The amount of energy that it produces is quite intoxicating, believe it or not. It's really, really interesting to use. And it's a lot of fun. As I say, I put that in the left foot, and boy, I'm telling you, something that really opens up everything. It completes a full circuit, so don't think that it doesn't. It just does a complete circuit. And the light that comes out of the heart, out of the stomach, out of the rest of the chakras, pretty incredible. It's really, really interesting to work with. It's so beautiful. As I said, I'm moving to a new office, so it needs to be put on the south wall. And when I had it here, it was very interesting because I put it on the south wall of my meditation fantasy room. I was doing my work here. And what happened was I was having an 8-foot cone that was opening up from my living room into my fantasy room. And that 8-foot cone was almost like a liquid. It was almost in liquid form. I can't explain it other than that. Other than it was 8 feet around, and it was going into multi-dimensions. In other words, I was looking at my room, but this thing was in so many different dimensions. It was just absolutely incredible to look at. And I can't imagine what this thing will do in about another few months working with this. It's really, really incredible to work with. If anybody's out there that needs some help, please don't hesitate to call. That's what we're about here, is to be able to help each other and be able to work with each other. But I presume this being a holiday weekend that most people are gone, but we'll have fun no matter what happens. What we're going to do tonight is that we're going to bring in these pillars of light. Now, you should feel this energy right in front of you. If you take your right hand, please use your left hand with the telephone. If you take your right hand and just put it out about a foot in front of you, you should be able to feel a pillar of light that's coming down right in front of you. Just take your hand, the right hand, and you'll feel like goosebumps actually going through your body. And that's the light. And what we're doing, I don't know why God is giving me this kind of strength to be able to put this in front of everybody that I'm listening to. But if you put your hand right there, that will balance you out instantaneously. You're going to feel a lot differently within about a millisecond. So just take your hand and just put it out in front. You're going to feel very, very balanced and very much alive within a matter of seconds. So if you do that, what you'll be able to see also, if you take a look down in front of you, you'll be able to see a gorgeous white light right below your feet. And it looks pretty far down, and that's the light that's going right to the center of the earth. That is the light in the center of the earth and going down. What you need to do is just touch on it. Be part of that light. Allow that to accentuate everything that you have. Allow yourself to be cleared. Allow yourself to be loved by this tremendous light that we're in contact with on both planes, heaven and earth. There's so much to it. I think what we're doing is opening up to heaven and earth in a much faster way, a more evolved way, and a much higher light. And it really, really feels really good to be in this kind of energy. You can walk around in this all day long. I mean, I get thrilled with this kind of energy. I mean, I walk around a lot of times in just pure bliss because the energy is just so strong. And it takes a long time to get there. But once you start working with it, it's tremendous. I know for the first 2 months that I was bringing light in, we had to do it through meditation. And now it's instantaneous that we can get in touch with that light and open up to Mother Earth. and allow that light to heal everything around us and people around us. We have the ability, listen to this very carefully, if you want to write this down, we have the ability in our minds, please write this down, we have the ability in our minds that if you look at somebody in your mind, without even thinking about it, you can actually heal that person. Without even working on it, without even doing anything about it. Just use the photograph in your mind. Either your mom, your dad, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever the case may be, your children. Think of them. Put that kind of energy into your psyche. Allow the energy of the cosmic plane, of the universe, to be able to heal. So in other words, what I'm saying to you is, once you open up to the universe, once you make that point, you can do anything you want. You can heal people instantaneously. You can do anything you want when you open up to the universe and take that kind of energy and run with it. And don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid to ask questions. You can call me anytime you want. I've got a cell phone. It's 585-746-8321. I've done that on the Dr. Fred Bell show, and I have had people call me that want help, and they receive it. I remember about 3-4 months ago, I had a gentleman call me from, I think it was Sweden, and it was very interesting. He wanted me to open him up, and I did that, but in the interim, it got a little scary for him because what he was doing was opening up to the universe. And the energy was so strong, he was in his home and had shut the lights off, in his home. I don't know why, but that happened. And right after we got finished, his lights came back on in the house. So, there's a lot of strength in this kind of energy. And don't be afraid of it. Just use it to the best of your ability. There's nothing wrong with shutting lights off in a house. It's no big deal. But what I'm saying is that this stuff really, really happens. And don't be afraid. Use it to your best ability. Keep your head straight. In other words, what I'm saying is allow the energy, absorb that energy. It will help you tremendously. It's not hard work. God didn't want us to make it hard. Allow yourself to treat yourself, to take the magical end of all this love and harmony and allow that to open up. Allow it to be able to be part of who you are. It's so important. If you need to do it through meditation, by all means do it through meditation. If you can do it harmonically without it, that's fine too. Whichever way you need to get in touch with this tremendous energy, do it. Don't be afraid. Accept the energy for what it is. It is not going to hurt you. It is not a problem. It is not an issue. Allow yourself the presence of being present in this kind of love. And I think it's just marvelous. I don't know why I'm giving the gift, but what I'm doing is sharing this with you. I don't hold back. I'm not telling you. I'm telling you everything that I've got in touch with. I don't hold back. I don't keep mysteries. I don't sell this stuff for $50 a head. What I'm doing is telling you over the air, over the waves, this is how you get in touch with the universe. Get in touch with yourself. Master yourself. And the way you do that, go 2 inches. Hello?
Hi. How are you doing today?
Hi. I'm doing fine.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
And I was wondering if you could help me connect to the energy.
Sure. Absolutely. Let's just get you in touch right here, right here now.
Okay.
That's it. Good. I'm connecting to you. Can you feel me next to you?
I'm sorry?
Can you feel me next to you? Can you feel the energy? Can you feel the energy that I'm producing going near to you? Can you feel that energy?
A little bit.
Okay. Let's get a lot of it. I'm making a better connection. You should feel your heart opening now.
Yes.
You can feel that?
Yes.
Good. I'm making a connection to your Dantian. which is 2 inches below your belly. You should be able to feel that energy. Can you see light coming up?
Yes.
Good. I want you to come with me. Just take your consciousness with me. We're going to go bathe in your light. Or you're going to go bathe in your light. That's it. Good. There you go. Allow that to absorb everything around you. You should feel yourself expanding. Can you feel that?
Okay.
Good. Okay. You've already made a big difference. Can you feel your vision more peripherally?
I can open my eyes. Was I my eyes closed?
Excuse me?
I have my eyes closed, so.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
it. Can you see more peripherally?
Yes, I can.
Good. Do you have any plants in your house?
I do not have any plants in my house.
Okay. You want to get a real shock. Go to a window and take a look at the green outside your window now.
Okay.
Take a look at the brightness of everything around you.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, without saying anything else, does everything look very close to you?
Yes.
Does it look closer to you than it did before?
Yes.
Good. You just opened up to the universe. How does that feel?
Thank you.
Feel good?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Good. You're quite welcome. How's your energy feel in terms of your mind?
Mind, it's clear.
Your mind's very clear? Do you feel more balanced and grounded?
Yes.
Wonderful. That's great.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. What is your name?
My name is Shruti.
Ruby?
Shruti.
Oh, Shruti.
R-U-T-I.
And where are you calling from, dear?
Chicago.
Oh, great. Well, I'm in Rochester, New York, so what I'm going to do for you so you'll have a feeling... Could you put out your hand like you're shaking somebody's hand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. What I'm going to do, I'm raising my hand. I'm going to touch your energy. You're going to be able to feel your aura all the way there. I'm touching your fingertips now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Good. You're open to the universe, my dear.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Have a great evening.
Same to you. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. God bless. That's how simple it is, folks. That's how simple it is to open up to the universe. That's how simple it is to be in touch with the Almighty. Even more, we're all in touch with the Almighty. He's giving us life. But if you want to get closer, open up even more. Allow yourself to expand. Allow yourself to see more peripherally. Allow yourself, in other words, what she was doing was, is that when you open to the universe, things will come closer to you. So I said to her, can you feel the energy opening up? Can you feel peripherally around you? And she said, yes. And what happens is everything becomes closer. In other words, you're actually feeling things at a closer range because you're opening up to the universe and allowing yourself to be. And that's what we need to do. It's wonderful to be able to speak to you about this. There's no tricks. There's no games. There's no nothing. This is the way that I am getting in touch with the enlightenment. I'm getting in touch with the universe. I'm getting in touch with the cosmic areas. I'm getting in touch with love and harmony and balance and poise. And this is the way that I'm doing it. There's a million different ways of doing it. If you can do it, please do. This is the simplest way that I know of getting in touch with the universe. If I can help you that way, I'm more than happy to do that. As you can see, that's easy enough to do, and it's a lot of fun. And once you make that connection is there. It does not leave. It's wonderful. You're in touch with the universe. You're in touch with everything that's good. We do not do bad things. Everything is open to the goodness of mankind, of humankind, of animal kind, of plant kind. We're opening up to different areas that we've never been able to open up before. So what we're doing is that we're loving everything on the planet, in the planet, around the planet, and everything that is in the universe, everything that is good and light and wonderful. Once you do that, once you start getting in touch with this kind of universal love, your problems just dissipate. They just go away. There's no reason to have that kind of pain. There's no reason to have that kind of anxiety, because what you're doing is getting in touch with more love than you've ever done before. It's so simple to do. There's nothing difficult. You don't have to wait 50,000 years to become enlightened. You can do it all in 1 second if you just allow yourself to be. If you can think of wonderful thoughts in your mind and getting in touch with the Dantian or your heart chakra, that will lead you to enlightenment. That will lead you to where you need to be. We are all facing a great amount of wonderfulness and love, and that's what we need to do. We need to allow ourselves to be in touch with this kind of lovely energy. It's not difficult. It's been hidden for years. It's been hidden for thousands of years. I don't know why, and I don't really care. What we're doing is opening you up to more love than you've ever known before. And what we can do is heal Mother Earth. We can heal everybody around us. And most of all, we can heal ourselves. So I think it's very important. If I can help you in any way, please don't hesitate to call me. Even if you're feeling the pillars of light around you, that will help you tremendously. I only send love. I do not send anything else. Love, harmony, compassion. Just be in touch with that. Be in touch with who you are, because that's who you are. We are all God. We are all part of a bigger program, and we need to get in touch with that program. We need to get in touch with who we are, and who we are, and we are the children of God. We are who we are. It's very, very simple. The Torah speaks about it. The New Testament speaks about it. The Kabbalah, the Zohar, there's so many different books that talk about this kind of energy. And what I'm doing is that I'm trying to help you as much as I possibly can to make it as easy as I possibly can to open you up to more love than I even know. Because anybody can do this, and you can in 1 second become more powerful than I could ever be. So allow yourself to open up to all this energy. Allow yourself to open up to the love around you. I'm trying to speak a little bit about humility. Believe it or not, I'm a very humble human being. I live very simply. I've got a small condominium. I try to do the best that I can for humanity. I try to do whatever I can to open people up. And this is free to you. There's no expense to it. What I'm doing is giving you pure love. I'm trying to show you how to open up to the universe without any difficulty. It's so simple to do. I believe God wants me to show this, and that's what I've been doing. I've got this gift that I got years ago, and now it's starting to even come across stronger. So accept it. Accept to what I can do. Accept what's even more important. Accept what you can do. We all have our gifts. We all have harmonies. We all have balance and poise. Just get in touch with it. Allow yourself to open up to this wonderful, wonderful energy. And allow yourself just to be. I've got 2 more minutes, and then I'm going to have to sign off. I know I've been doing these programs by myself for the past year. I think I've only had 1 other person on my program, and she was a wonderful, wonderful lady. She's been on here twice. But I don't know where God has given me all this knowledge to be able to speak of this, but it's really working, and I want everybody, to be in love with them, you know, themselves, and to love everybody around them. If I can help you in any way, if I can give you the love that you desire, that you deserve, then that's what I'm all about. I'm nobody special. I'm just Steve Barish. I'm just a regular guy who's got a little bit of energy and is willing to share that with you. And I'm willing to do that. It doesn't cost anything to learn that there's so much love abound. There's so much here. And I think it's really important that people use that kind of energy and help one another out. It's really, really important to do. So I wanted to thank Dr. Fred. I wanted to thank Dr. Valerie. And most of all, I want to thank you guys so much for being in touch with me and trying to listen to me. And I'm willing to help you no matter what. So please keep listening. I'm trying to do the best I can to be able to help one and all. Take care. I love you, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.